This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Flying a private aircraft into or out of the United States just got more complicated. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has enacted new rules which parallel those for commercial aircraft and will standardize advance notice procedures for all airports of entry. Pilots or their designees will be required to submit advance notice and occupant manifest information to the CBP digitally, no later than 60 minutes prior to departure. Earlier requirements could be satisfied through calling ahead by radio or by making a notation in a flight plan asking the FAA to notify customs. Among the general aviation advocacy groups which fought the new requirements, the Experimental Aircraft Association had complained that there are remote areas within an hour of the U.S. border, accessible by aircraft, but devoid of internet coverage. The agency responds that it is, quote, working to strengthen general aviation security by further minimizing the vulnerability of general aviation flights being used to divert illicit materials, transport dangerous individuals, or employ the aircraft as a weapon, unquote. Seven people died aboard a Grumman Goose Sunday when the amphibian crashed off the coast of British Columbia. One passenger survived the crash and fire. The Canadian press reports the Pacific Coastal Airlines flight was reported missing Sunday morning. The Vancouver Sun adds the plane was en route from Vancouver to Powell River and then to a hydroelectric power worksite at Toba Inlet. Search crews found the wreckage about 2:15 p.m. Pacific time on South Thornbury Island. It's too early to know if weather was a factor in the accident. Responders noticed the plane had cut a wide swath through a wooded area with widespread debris and fires, then were stunned when a man suffering from burns and cuts walked toward them wrapped in a yellow sheet waving his arms. The unidentified 35-year-old man was transported to a nearby hospital at Half Moon Bay. On the way, he reportedly told authorities he'd been napping when the plane crashed and believed he had been knocked out for several minutes after impact. He awoke in time to hear the wreckage burst into flames. Just when it looked like a combined Delta and Northwest Airlines was as big as it could get, on Monday, Delta CEO Richard Anderson joined Bill Ayer, CEO of Alaska Airlines, in announcing an agreement in principle to expand the marketing agreement between both carriers to make the airlines preferred alliance partners on the West Coast. Delta says the amended agreement will benefit customers through supporting the launch of new Delta long-haul Trans-Pacific and Latin American routes from the West Coast, expanded connecting opportunities to and from Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air hubs and focus cities, and enhanced worldwide frequent flyer and lounge reciprocity agreements between Delta and Alaska. Industry analysts say the alliance will offer many of the advantages of a merger without the headaches. Avadyne Corporation announced on Monday it has shipped its first production versions of the new MLX-770 two-way data link transceiver, which received FAA Technical Standard Order approval earlier this month. The company adds it remains on schedule to obtain European and FAA STC approvals for composite, metal, and pressurized aircraft. Alec Vincent of RGV Aviation in Gloucestershire, UK, is excited. Quote, there's a huge installed base of Avadyne Integra-equipped Cirrus aircraft here in Europe, and we're delighted to be able to offer this as an upgrade for all of our Cirrus customers. We're working closely with Avadyne on the certification efforts and already have a large number of aircraft booked for installation, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The credit crunch may delay Atlanta's new terminal. Three big U.S. airports add runways in time for the holiday crunch. And an SR-22 is missing over the English Channel. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design about general aviation's future. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.